Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in studio with me is Nate Yanez, and he's from MY Agency, or My Agency, and you can find him online at m-y-agency.com. You can also call the office at 360-591-8501. Well, thanks for joining us here on the show, Nate.
Glad to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about your background, because we were chatting here before the broadcast about some of the things that you bring to the table with regard to your My Agency, and so talk about why you're in this business now and some of the other things that you're doing business-wise.
I got a job after being in like a labor industry for a while, coming out of sales, going into a labor industry, getting out of the pressure, and I decided I wanted to get back into sales. So I went to work for a radio station, and I love radio, and it's a lot of fun, that whole theater of the mind thing and all that stuff. I just really enjoy it. And I started to do more voice work with things or more PR stuff, and I really enjoyed that. But what I was noticing when I was going into businesses was that the business owner that I was talking to really didn't have an idea of what he wanted to do. So everything I was bringing to him was a new idea or a fresh idea or just something to do, something for him to spend his money on, but no end result expected.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's how it started. And and one day I was at my house and I'm thinking about, really, it came down to me, to money. I was thinking about, you know, I'm making X number of dollars working at this radio station, and I don't see why I couldn't do television or I couldn't do web media or I couldn't do anything else. And so I did.
You know, it's you're right. There's different demographics, different markets, maybe a different process to get there. But the thought process behind it all is actually very similar.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us, no matter what size of business, we're all looking at that same result. We want our bottom line to grow, for our employees to be happy, for us to have a lifestyle that we want to maintain. But all of that has to start with some kind of a plan. And a lot of times it doesn't. It's just the end result is what we're thinking about, but we're not seeing how to get from here to there.
Now, one of your passions is small business.
I love it.
And yes. And so that's really your target market with My Agency as well. What do you see some of the difficulties that small businesses are dealing with regard to some of the areas that you're addressing with My Agency? The reason why I ask the question is, and I'm tossing you a little bit of a softball with this, but but I do see a lot of businesses out there, particularly small businesses, that really don't seem to have a clue at all when it comes to their marketing, their advertising. Talk about what you're seeing from your aspect and how you plan to help them with those things.
So one of our taglines, if you will, is Bright Ideas, presented by My Agency. What happens is, a lot of times, me being a small business person, whether it's the agency or another one of my businesses, I'm concentrating on the business. It's operations, it's end result, it's bottom line, all those other things.
Meeting payroll for Friday.
That's right.
Yeah.
And meeting my own payroll.
Yeah.
And ordering the supplies and taking care of the customer base and all that stuff is my concern. And what I really want is to get the message, the passion that I have for what it is that I'm doing into the laps of other people so they'll come participate with me. A lot of times I don't know how to do that. I tell people all the time, look, I don't take a flat tire to a transmission guy. I may be really good at this thing, but what I may not be good at is setting up a direct and strategic plan to carry that information into a household to actually bring me a customer. And I need help with that. And so I can either choose to keep fighting up that current, or I can reach out for the help that I need. And it makes sense to have another small business person come alongside another small business person, because we understand each other.
I'm curious in general as it relates to my agency, but I'm also aware of the fact that you have ASAP Business Solutions, which is the employment service that you provide.
Right.
And you're officing out of four different locations. So when it comes to managing a lot of different things going on at the same time, you have a great deal of familiarity with that.
Right.
One of the things that I think that you bring to the table that we've spoken with many ad agencies over the years, and one of the things that I see that you bring to the table is because you do have a business background. You're seeing those things you were just talking about, all the different challenges and things that a typical business person is faced with. That's the reason why their marketing solutions become very convoluted or watered down, because in many cases, it becomes that last thing they worry about. In fact, it was really interesting when I was talking to somebody here recently, and they said when it comes to businesses marketing and their advertising, they worry about it when they have no clients. But when they're busy, they're going, well, I don't need to worry about that right now. We're busy. And subsequently, they end up writing that feast and famine type thing. So I want you to elaborate a little bit on your background in business and why you see that it brings value to what you're doing with my agency.
So you touched on a subject that I think is very important, that feast and famine. People tend to cut their advertising quickly, especially mm-hmm. small businesses do. And, mm-hmm. and that goes back to not having the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't planned out far enough for the slow time. We're just waiting for the busy time.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I came out of the military and couldn't get a job. So I started mowing lawns. And people started to tell each other that I was mowing lawns, and it worked out really well. And then I got a job selling cars. And I learned so much from sales, selling cars, from all different kinds of people, all different kinds of needs, all different kinds of walks of life.
Sure.
But all of them had the same intent, safe, reliable transportation for whatever the purpose was.
Mm-hmm.
This is the exact same thing. I've done all kinds of different things. I have, like you mentioned, the staffing company that is a completely different animal than the advertising agency, which is why we separated off to start the advertising agency. They just didn't go together, mm-hmm. but they complement each other. That's what our marketing plan should do. They should take our message and then complement our business in a way that not only do we have people responding to it, but we're responding to it. I learned a long time ago, I'm really good at a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch of stuff I'm not really good at.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I can bring alongside me other people that are good at what they do and then allow them to do that in a way that benefits me or my business or my family, as well as them, everybody wins and we're all moving forward together making money. And that really is the bottom line.
Sure. Let me ask you this. We're down to our last minute here, Nate. We're just about out of time. But let me ask you this. If you could rewind the clock, because this is an important thing for anybody who's out there in business, if you could rewind the clock, what advice, knowing what you know today, what advice would you give yourself as a business person starting out?
Walk through the fear. The greatest thing that I think any one of us struggles with is the fact that we're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's something just to swallow. You're going to fail. In mm-hmm. some way, somewhere, that will happen. But what happens when we rise up again is that we've learned from that and we've pushed forward. There's other people that have done what we're doing, and we can learn from them. We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We have great products. We have great services. So do other people. But the fact is I'm willing to take the risk it takes to fail so that I can succeed. So walk through the fear.
Absolutely. And my dad used to say, when it comes to fear, there's no time like the present to do exactly that. You know what? If you don't walk through it when it happens, you actually legitimize it and make it stronger. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest is Nate Yanez from my agency. You can call him at 360-591-8501. Thanks for being on the broadcast with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it, and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work. Go art! My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jumps and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers, airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, Dreamers Wanted. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.